Bava Metzia Yerushalmi, correspondent about Bava Metzia Bavli, Daf Yud Ches and Yud Tes. We start in the Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Mabeis at the Mishnah. Motze Egois Chum, Begois Mazoin, Vishtari Chalitza, Amiunim, Vishtari Biruin, Bechom Ase Beisden, Hare Ze Yachze. If a person found letters of evaluation or of maintenance, of chalitza or mian documents, documents of selection of dayanim by litigants, or any other document of the beis din, he should return them. Matzah b'chafisa or b'guluskuma, tachrich shel shtoris or yaguda shel shtoris, harei ze yachze. If he found loan documents in a small leather bottle or in a large leather bag, or he found a group of wrapped documents or a bundle of documents, he should return them because they have identifying marks. B'kameh hi aguda shel shtoris, and how many is considered documents that will be a bundle? Shloisha kashurim ze bazer, three tied together. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, echad loive me shloisha yachze le loive. Shloisha lovin me echad yachze le malve. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, if there were three documents together of one borrower who borrowed from three people, they should be returned to the borrower. And if there were three borrowers who borrowed from one lender, they should be returned to the lender. Matza shtar ben shtaroisav, vein yodua mativoi. If a person found a document amongst his documents and he didn't remember whether he received the document from the lender or from the borrower, yeimunach atyoyovei Eliyahu, it should have to wait and remain until Eliyahu Navi comes to resolve the doubt. Im yesh imohem simpoin, yase mashiv simpoin. If there was a receipt together with it, he should follow the details written in the receipt. And says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, im haya ishe hadayonim, harei ze yachze. Rav Yirmiyah, quoting Rav, said, if it had a stamp of the approval of Beis Din, he can return it because there's no concern that the money was never lent. Rabbi Chama, avoid Rabbi Yosha, omar, asher dayonim shebegolios, gazra dayonim shebegolios. Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yosha, said, the strongest of the dayonim in the diaspora is equivalent to the weakest of the dayonim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna, Amar Nichteva Oinoi Be'echad Benisan, Nitun HaKesev Be'asor Benisan, Sichim Nechtoiv, Afapisha Kasavnu, Ksav Kosav Be'echad Benisan, Kain Nigma Shiyitun HaKesev Be'asor Benisan. Rav Hamnuna said, if a sale document was written on the 1st of Nisan, but the money was given only on the 10th of Nisan, then they have to write, even though we wrote it on the 1st of Nisan, the money was given on the 10th. Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, Rav Yirmiyah saying, quoting Rav, said, Simpoin sheyotze mitachas yudei hamalve, b'ksav yudei hamalve, posel. Ani oime, mis'asei kaya b'shtaroisav, ha mitachas yudei acher, kosher. A receipt that comes from the hand of the lender and written by him is posel, because I say that it was prepared in advance of the loan before it was actually repaid. But if it came from someone else's hand, then it would be kosher. Rav Yitzhak bar Nachman b'shem Shmuel, La'olam ein simpoin kosher ad sheyetze mitachas yudei hamalve b'chsav yudei haloive. Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, a receipt is only kosher if it came from the lender's hand, having been written by the borrower. And the Gemara asks a question against this. Va'atanya sh'lo pekadnu abba u'sh'lo yamar lanu abba u'sh'lo matzinu shtar ben shtaroisav sh'shtar ze parua. Ha'im nimtza parua, my kedoin. The case here is if orphans came to collect payment of money owed to their father, they have to swear, they may have to make a shavua, that our father did not deposit the money with us, nor did he tell us that it had been repaid, nor did we find a document amongst his documents saying this document was already paid. And this shows that if such a document was found, it can be relied upon. How can you answer this? Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Bun, he comes with an answer, Tipate kagoin hador daitiki she'ein adam motsu lepagam daitikon sheloi. Rabbi Yosi bei Rabun answered, a person would not write a note in his will stating his borrower paid him back unless it had actually happened, because he would not wish to make a change to his will by erasing it if it was not eventually paid.